Musicians in the Chattanooga area who have lost work due to the coronavirus pandemic can now turn to a relief fund created to help them. Stratton Tingle is executive director of SoundCore, and Martha Suma Chadwick is executive director of Music Therapy Gateway in Communications.
Stratton, Martha, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us more about the fund. It is as critical as ever at this time.
That's correct. And I think it's an interesting time because during COVID, we've actually found out how important music really is to us. We've turned to it for comfort, for lifting our spirits, for all this kind of thing. And yet, ironically, we're in a situation where the performing musicians aren't able to perform because we can't gather in groups, we can't do any of this. So it's really, really important that we respect how much music has to offer our bodies and souls, and also try to support the musicians who are out there who have lost so many gigs and not been able to do really as much work at all since the March-April timeframe.
I'd like to echo the sentiments that Dr. Martha said about musicians. You know, we've seen a lot of musicians just going from plenty of work, especially through live gigs, to very little to zero income. So a lot of folks have transitioned, some more successfully than others. But the fact of the matter is that musicians have been hit pretty hard by the whole shutdown of live events. But I do want to say this fund came about through this conversation and really Dr. Suma Chadwick applying to the UN Foundation, which is a Chattanooga effort at funding cool ideas. They have a number of trustees who donate around $100 a month, who get together every month and decide what they're going to fund. Her application was so moving that they decided to help establish the Chattanooga Musicians Relief Fund. So kudos to the UN Foundation and the many people who are involved with that for helping us set up the fund. Dr. Chadwick asked SoundCore to help with some of the administrative processes of the fund, and we are happy to do so. You know, we pay musicians all the time, our street performers and musicians through other programs that we run. So we have a lot of systems set up for writing a lot of checks and doing that sort of thing. So it's been a great collaboration and we are so excited to be a part of it. And yeah, I think it's unfortunately something that's really, really needed in Chattanooga's music scene.
I'll also mention that Strat and I have collaborated on another project before too, where he helped me out with trying to establish a database of music with all of the wonderful sound engineers he works with to create music devoted specifically for therapy. So this was kind of a natural partnership that we decided we would just jump in on and work together again with.
Given all the uncertainty that we are still living with, month after month after month now, as you've said, this pandemic has just shut down so many musicians, even ones that were able to get a little bit of help before, or even ones that have been able to do some streaming concerts and do a little bit of this and do a little bit of that. All of that doesn't make up for how this has affected them economically.
The beautiful thing is that nothing is going to make music die. Music will stay alive. Musicians will play music through hell and high water. It doesn't matter. We will have music. So that's not the concern. The concern, however, is those forms of income have shifted and changed and dried up in many cases. So we are just trying as best we can to help people navigate the new systems, navigate some of the new kind of the new mandates as far as social distancing and how to do things that include music in a safe way so as not to further spread the COVID-19. It's just a rough, I'd say, bump in the road thing that we're all trying to sort of work through together. And one of the things that I've talked to a lot of musicians about and a number of other people as well is we've seen a lot of local musicians do well at, I don't know, you know, the word pivoting, I guess, is kind of overused right now, but really looking at what are their total different sources of income that make up their income streams and where can they put some of their focus? Where can musicians focus on bringing in some different forms of income? A lot of folks have successfully transitioned to doing lessons online in some ways. A lot of musicians have successfully transitioned to things like, you know, I think y'all have featured Lon Eldridge before, who is making fashion accessories that are kind of part of his brand and part of his whole thing. He's making bolo ties for sale. And he's actually seen some really good income from that. So there's certainly bright spots, especially for musicians that are entrepreneurs in every aspect of their life. But again, very difficult switch for a lot of people. And if you haven't focused on really diversifying your income streams in the past, a lot of musicians right now are playing catch up on that.
And I was also going to say that this is musicians of all varieties of music. We're talking everything from the people who busk in the street, the wonderful country music, hip hop, anything like that, all the way up to classical jazz. All musicians are being hit with this at this point. And so it's really important to see that it's not just one particular group, but it's musicians in general that are needing the help. And Fred and I have both been performing musicians at times and frequently. And these musicians have been wonderful to work with. I have worked with fabulous musicians in the Chattanooga area, and I think it's just so important that they be given help to be able to keep working their craft at this point.
And Chattanooga has such a rich and diverse music legacy. It cannot be overstated.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people in the community have been harping on that for years. SoundCore comes directly, you know, we were launched in 2015 directly as a result of a lot of people putting a stake in the ground and saying, yes, we have a very rich and diverse music heritage, and we want to see that grow, and we want to retain musicians in our community so that we're not bleeding people off to the larger markets that are nearby and sometimes far away. So that's where we come from, and that's been our focus, and I think that's one of the reasons why this specifically Chattanooga Musicians Relief Fund is so important for the work SoundCore does.
So where can people go online to participate? Where can people go online to give?
You can find information about the Chattanooga Musicians Relief Fund on all social media outlets via SoundCore. And that's, again, Sound, C-O-R-P-S. A lot of people get confused by how core is spelled, but that's Sound, C-O-R-P-S.org. We have a link to the, it's a Google Doc application, which does unfortunately require you to have a Google account to actually apply. But most people we have found do. If you don't, you can always use the contact form at either soundcore.org or mtgic.org, which is Dr. Martha Sima Chadwick's organization. Probably the easiest place to find the links is across social media or on the websites. There's also a direct link at mtgic.org/musician_relief.html.
And are there any deadlines that we should let folks know about?
Yes, we're anticipating that we're going to be doing a 2-week opening on this, and we will be closing it down again on Friday, that is July the 24th at 9 p.m. That's when we'll be taking the link down and making the decisions fairly quickly at that point, because we want to get these funds out to the musicians in an expeditious manner at this point.
All right. Stratton, Martha, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.